Good afternoon. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, my guest is Maria Menena. Maria is the manager of MPI's Driver Education and Training Department, and we'll be talking about the new Driver's Ed program that will be implemented across the province later this year. Thank you for joining me. So Maria, for those who may not know, could you explain what Driver's Ed is?
Driver's Education is a program that is funded by Manitoba Public Insurance. So the corporation heavily subsidizes it, and the fee for our Driver Ed program is $50. And it is administered through a partnership with the high schools throughout the province of Manitoba.
So how does the new program differ from the previous driver's education program?
The high school driver ed program has been around for over 30 years, and over that time we've recognized some of the successes that have been achieved. We also know that education has evolved and new learning methods in this new program offer the potential for better program outcomes. That's why we've restructured our new driver's ed program to provide a higher quality learning experience for the next generation of drivers. So what's new in our driver ed program? Well, we now have an online tool, which is the driver's ed application, but it's a web application. And the application is built in a series of zones. So zone one is the pre-learning, where the students do about 12 hours of pre-learning prior to the first class or the kickoff class. So the students are investing about 12 hours over, and there's 29 activities. The kickoff night is an important night where the co-pilots also attend. So co-pilots are historically, you know, the parents who are usually the supervising drivers that help assist the kids with the practice driving. So what we've done now is also increase the practice hours. So we've gone from 24 to 45. We've also increased the parental involvement within the program because it's extremely important that we support young drivers through their journey of obtaining a driver's license. And we've also, what we've done is the classroom, it's gone from 34 hours down to 20 hours. But like I've indicated before, we've added on more online components where students can actually do their learning in bite-sized pieces at their own pace. So there's also learning in between the classes that the students have to do. And once they've done that and obtain their learner's permit, which is still done in the classroom, the kids then move on to in-car. So the in-car component is 15 hours of driving. So there is 7 hours of behind the wheel with instructor-led practice or instruction, and then there's 7 hours of observation time. And then there is an hour that the students will have an assessment, and that assessment will assess their ability, how they are able to drive independently. So if they're ready, in short, to attempt their road test.
In the past month, there have been pilot locations testing out the new Driver's Ed program. Is Thompson one of the locations?
It sure is. We have 21 beta courses that we offered through the province in May. And yes, Thompson was one of the locations.
Do you have any information about how the program has been received by students, instructors, and parents?
Well, it's new. And like anything, things that are new, sometimes it takes some time for even ourselves to get accustomed to the new program and the first time around. That's why we called it a beta course, because we know there's going to be a few bumps along the way. And especially parents who have had other children go through our previous program, this whole new program to change and really getting our customers, especially the parents who, like I indicated earlier, have had experience with our old program, accustomed to the new changes of the program. So, you know, we've had a few bumps along the way, but that is the reason behind the beta course for us to look, evaluate, and make some changes before we go for the full launch in the fall.
Yeah, I was just about to ask about when the full program would be launched. Do you have a specific date for the launch?
Yeah, the courses will be online and ready for viewing in mid-July. And then the registration for the courses will begin August. If anyone is interested in wanting to know more information about the program and about the registration, to please go on to our website, www.mpi.mb.ca, and you look under the header driver education, and there it has another header that says MPI's Driver Z program. Click on that, and there's more information about the program, and also they would go under what's called the course finder and enter in student's name, date of birth, and school division, and all the eligible courses that student is able to enroll in will pop up. So then the registration starts August 19th, and the pre-work for the program is expected for students to be doing that in September, with the kickoff first classes starting the beginning of October.
Was there any other points you wanted to add that pertain to the new program?
What I'd like to talk about a little bit more is, because it's different and we do have a web application now that the students need to log into, they also need to invite Copilot. So the Copilot component is an extremely important piece now compared to our old program, where, yes, we had Copilots in the old program, that we had a two-hour mandatory parent meeting. We still have that now in the new program. However, in order for any of the 45-hour practice driving to count towards the certificate, those hours need to be verified. And what that means is Copilots now need to also go in and do some online activities. So they will also go into their six activities for the Copilot, and that's an investment of about roughly 6 hours for our Copilot. So really, within those modules, there are a lot of learning tips for our Copilots. It kind of explains the program, why it's important to be a Copilot or a supervising driver. We also have a skills library for our Copilots that offers them tips, practice locations across the province, and also gives them some refresher information on the rules of the road and how to properly instruct someone through some driving maneuvers.
And you mentioned that a co-pilot is usually a parent or a guardian, but the co-pilot can be any family member or family friend, correct?
Correct. And what's great is that it's a community, right? So what we've created is really a community where people are helping their young driver to obtain this new stage in life, right? Because it's now this independence of having a license in driving. So what we want to do is create really well-rounded drivers with good driving behaviors. So another piece, besides the practice hours, which they need to at least have 45 at a minimum, but we are strongly recommending that they go for that extra mile and do the extra practice time of up to 100 before attempting their first road test.
You mentioned that students can now look online to see what courses they want to take for driver's ed. Will the registration process also be online, or will the students still have to go to an MPI location to register for classes?
It's really not online. It's the program that's online, the driver's ed application. But the process in order to enroll into a course, yes, you're correct. The students must attend a broker outlet or a service center once they know what course they want to enroll in, because that's when we talked about the course finder and finding out what courses you're interested in. Once you know, then you'd go down to a broker. But before you can even enroll into the program, they must set up as a customer of Manitoba Public Insurance. So that means they must have the identification requirements that you need to set up as a customer. And all that is online on our website to know what you need to bring with you to a broker. If, of course, our students that enroll in our program are under the age of 18, so they will need a parental or guardian consent to become a customer as well as enroll into the program. And again, there is a $50 fee to enroll in the driver ed program. And yes, that is done all through the broker or one of our service centers across Manitoba.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me today, Maria. That was Maria Manena, the manager of MPI's Driver Education and Training Department, who talked about the new Driver Z program that will be implemented across Manitoba in the fall. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.